There's an old saying about getting the best photographs. You got to be in the right place at the right time. Robert Capa, the great photojournalist, also had this to say: if your photos aren't good enough, you're not close enough. Well, last December, Associated Press photographer Burhan Özbeleci was in the right place, right time, and was close as you would want to witness an assassination. Özbeleci was at an art exhibition in the Turkish capital, Ankara. Suddenly, an off-duty police officer drew a pistol and shot dead the Russian ambassador to Turkey, Andrei Karlov. Özbeleci lifted his camera and went to work. His photo of that moment has just been named the World Press Photo of the Year. Here's Özbeleci describing his emotions as the assassination unfolded.
It was a horrible moment, extremely difficult. And first of all, it was extremely hot, like I had boiled water on my head. Then very cold, extremely dangerous. But at the same time, I understood it was history, very, very important. But at the same time, I was very sad for this innocent man.
His award-winning photograph shows the black-suited assassin standing above his victim. The killer is shouting, one arm pointing to the ceiling. In the other hand, he's holding the pistol, a finger still on the trigger. The Russian ambassador's body lays on the floor in the background. Özbeleci's photograph shows a murder, a vicious crime just committed. Here's the World Press Awards jury chair, Stuart Franklin.
It's incredibly hard-hitting, and I think that Burhan was incredibly courageous and had extraordinary composure in being able to sort of calm himself down in the middle of the affray and take the commanding pictures that he took.
Franklin actually voted against Özbeleci's photograph. Writing in The Guardian this morning, Franklin doesn't deny its immediate importance, but he suggests what the photo depicts, a murder with the killer and the slain, both seen in the same frame, is, quote, morally as problematic to publish as a terrorist beheading. The photo, Franklin writes, reaffirms a compact between martyrdom and publicity. You can decide for yourself. We've got Özbeleci's chilling photograph up right now at PRI.org.